Scientists looking to understand the role of clouds on climate change have created unique ice crystals in the lab. An Ohio State researcher is part of the international team studying cubic ice to understand how clouds interact with sunlight and the atmosphere. With me is Ohio State Professor of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering, Barbara Vishloshal. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me about these ice crystals. What makes them so unique?
So the normal ice, the ice you find in your refrigerator, is a kind of ice called hexagonal ice. And hexagonal ice just means that the water is arranged in a certain crystal structure. Cubic ice is an alternative, and people thought that people looking at phenomena in the atmosphere thought that certain phenomena could only be explained by the presence of this other kind of ice. So the question is, when are you going to make the cubic ice? When are you going to make hexagonal ice? And can you ever really make pure cubic ice?
And how did people figure out that this was important to studying climate change, the difference in the shape of the ice?
So the difference, when you have different crystal structures, you usually have different properties. So for example, how much water vapor is in a cloud might depend on whether you have cubic ice, more cubic ice, or more hexagonal ice. And that's going to change the size of the crystals in the ice, and that's going to change how much light comes down to the Earth and how much light gets sent back.
Okay, give me an example then. If there's more cubic ice in a cloud versus hexagonal ice.
So I think that if there's more cubic ice in the cloud, then there can be more water vapor and the crystals could be end up being smaller. And so that means that the way they interact with the light is going to be different than if they're bigger.
And so how did you make this ice?
We made this ice by first making very small water droplets, and then those water droplets, we cooled them really fast, and we looked at the kind of ice that formed once they froze.
And so you cooled it really fast with what?
We cool it really fast by expanding the gas. So we have a special piece of equipment where we take water vapor in a carrier gas and we expand it really fast, and that makes the droplets. And then those droplets continue to cool at about 1,000,000 degrees a second. And that's how we form the ice.
Why has this been so difficult for other researchers to do?
Part of the problem is that it's very difficult to keep cooling water beyond a certain point. And in micron-sized droplets, you can only get down to about 235 Kelvin. So that's 235 Kelvin, so about minus 40 degrees C. In our case, because the droplets are so small, we can actually get them colder than that. And that's what gives us the advantage.
How will this help researchers?
So people are, beyond climate science, people are just interested in understanding how water works. And anything we can do to get information on the phases of water that are stable under different conditions gives people an opportunity to test their understanding of what's basically the most important molecule on planet Earth.
In the overall look at climate change and research into what's happening to the Earth, why is this so important?
It's important because people want to be able to predict what's going to happen in the future. And one of the biggest uncertainties in climate, in predicting what's going to happen in climate, is understanding how clouds form and the phases of water that are in clouds. So especially the clouds that are at really, really cold temperatures. So hopefully our data will help people who are trying to predict what's going to happen in the future.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Ohio State Professor Barbara Vishloshal about the unique crystals she and other scientists created to study climate change. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure.